Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Brenzel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Markham. And now, play ball. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Markham covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Vosmick moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bosmak. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Brown, and towards Hughes, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richards moves to third. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. Warsler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richards scores. Markham moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Monty Pearson now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson strikes out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Galatzer takes first base on ball 4. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Galatzer moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Galatzer scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hughes. The throw from Richards and he is safe. Hughes steals second. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vosmak is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Finney moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Finney scores. One out. It's 4-1, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Trotsky reaches second base with a double. Hale moves to third. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 0-for-1 in the game. Brenzel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. Trotsky scores. Brenzel moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearson hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Galatzer hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Richards hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Markham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Warsler hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Markham moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hughes moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hughes scores. Vosmek moves to third. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trotsky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmek scores. Hale moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. Herman Fink now pitching. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hale scores. Trotsky moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-4, Indians. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brenzel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Knickerbocker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearson hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Galatzer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hughes is hit by the pitch. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Richards hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Herman Fink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fink hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fink fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fink. Vosmick moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vosmek scores. Hale moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Indians. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Brenzel bunts towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brenzel for the out. Hale scores. Knickerbocker moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-4, Indians. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearson hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a line drive towards short. Knickerbocker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Indians. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Richards hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brenzel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fink fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand now pitching. Herman Fink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fink is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fink hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fink for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Warsler hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.